Talk is the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church, and it's designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Have you noticed that no matter which day you listen to Let's Talk, there's one thing that seems to be certain? The Bible and its message will be central to what is shared. I hope it's obvious that we consider this to be the most amazing book ever written. It's so interesting how God's Word never fails to communicate truth through its wide variety of authors and literary styles. The book of Psalms showcases this in a most remarkable way. Of the 150 Psalms, some are joyous celebrations, while others are calling for God to send down judgment. Some give us a picture of grand victory, and others are deep lament. The book of Psalms does not have just one human author, but we know the psalmists include Moses, David, Solomon, and some who are simply unnamed. Some of the psalms are long, like Psalm 119, which has 176 verses. And others are brief, like Psalm 117, with just 2 verses. Some go together, but most stand alone. Within all this diversity, there's a set of 15 psalms known as the Songs of Ascent. These are Psalms 120 to 134 and are believed to have been sung by the Jews as part of their regular pilgrimages to the temple in Jerusalem. For that reason, some Bibles include the subtitle, A Song for Pilgrims Ascending to Jerusalem. Let's look at the first Song of Ascent. That's Psalm 120. The psalmist writes, I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. Rescue me, O Lord, from liars and from all deceitful people. O deceptive tongue, what will God do to you? How will he increase your punishment? You will be pierced with sharp arrows and burned with glowing coals. How I suffer in far-off Meshech, it pains me to live in distant Kedar. I'm tired of living among people who hate peace. I search for peace, but when I speak of peace, they want war. This is clearly a psalm of lament. My first thought was, why in the world would the Songs of Ascent begin with words filled with such sorrow? But then I realized this is actually an appropriate place to begin. What better way for the psalmist to begin than by being totally honest with God, admitting his deep distress and neediness? Can't you just picture these people trudging into Jerusalem from all directions, feeling quite small in view of the opposing voices? They were speaking peace, but the rest of the world was crying war. They spoke truth, but it was rejected as a lie. They're coming into Jerusalem from far-off places, spiritually distant more than geographically distant, but places where the ones who worship Jehovah God are in the minority. Here are spiritually weary souls headed to the temple in need of encouragement, and they begin the journey by expressing to God their utter need of Him. What a picture! Don't we all feel this way some days? The opposition to following Jesus has been intense, and you're longing for some spiritual encouragement. As we see modeled in Psalm 120, being honest with God and talking to Him openly about what you're facing is just the best response. God welcomes our weary, distressed cries for help. We can talk to Him about anything. Just as we see modeled by the psalmist who says, I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him and he responded. The psalmist was obviously tired of the opposition and went so far as to ask God to rescue him from the liars and deceivers. I can imagine that retaliation might have even been on his mind. But instead, verse 3 says, O deceptive tongue, what will God do to you? Apparently, the psalmist was able to give even this burden to God, leaving it up to God to know how to handle the accusers. It's also important to remember that this Song of Ascent was sung on the way to the temple where others committed to Jehovah God would be gathering. God has designed us to need the community of like-minded worshipers. We can and should cry out to God for help when facing trouble. However, let's not overlook the importance of continuing to gather with other believers to worship even during the toughest of times. So let's use the words of Psalm 120 as a reminder to pray for anyone who's feeling like the psalmist, those who are tired of living among people who hate peace and love lies. Let's pray that God will give them encouragement. Let's pray especially for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are facing extreme opposition and persecution. Let's pray that God will use His Word and His Holy Spirit to encourage them when they want to give up. Finally, let's pray for the persecutors and the ones who are openly opposing the truth of God. God's able to do amazing works of transformation in their lives too, for His glory. So let's pray. Lord, I thank You that You never turn away anyone who's honestly seeking You. I pray for the ones in Your body who are stressed and weary of opposition and are ready to give up. I ask You to do a ministry of encouragement within the body of believers today who are facing unusual persecution because of their faith. I ask You to remind them of a verse of Scripture that will carry them through these tough days. I pray that they will know they are not forgotten by You. We are needy people who need Your help every day. So, Lord, help us to cling to You even during these difficult days. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Check out the BFC website or download our new app for more information about the various ministries available for all ages at Bible Fellowship Church. Remember, come what may, you can talk to God about everything.